Well, TMC family, I love you all so much. And the new callers, you are so welcome. We are glad to have you on this call. In this telecommunication fireball sanctuary, let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. First of all, to tell you, thank you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you, Lord. We love you. We adore you. We extol you. We exalt you. We lift your name on high. We appreciate you, Father God. We thank you so much for enabling us to see 2019. Father God, the year of surrender. We surrender all to you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We thank you so much for our artist life family, Father. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Papa and Mama. Oh, God, had he not been fired, we would have never gotten connected. So, Father God, we just want you to know that we appreciate you. We thank you so much for such a time as this. Thank you for our new beginning. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for the many blessings that you will bestow upon us this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Thank you for Pastor Vanessa, Lord Jesus. Had it not been for them accepting the call, we wouldn't even be connected. Thank you for my Artist Life family, each and every person on this call. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, have your way. Send your word that it will be hid in our hearts, that we won't sin against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you so much. Father, no tests. No Testimony Tuesday. Lord, we know we're going to go through the tests, but we're going to pass them. And they overcame them by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We're going to testify about your goodness. In Jesus' name, we love you. We need you. We want you. Have your way. Amen. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Wanda. God bless you. Amen and amen. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much for sitting and greeting everyone this morning and opening up with that powerful prayer this morning. No test, no testimony Tuesday. Love that tag. God bless you. Good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I, along with Minister Wanda, say welcome to the Master's Call. And let me just share a little bit if this is your first time, and we give you a special welcome to our first-time guests. Let me share a little bit about this call. It started back in October 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We're so excited and thrilled that they said yes to the Master. And with that, they stood on the Word of God, Psalm 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, the mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We're so thrilled and excited that we have a website where you can always get a word from the Lord. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. And you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there from 2010. Isn't that amazing? And we're so thrilled that you have a buffet of the Word of God right there before you. And you can also notice that we are in the midst of our 21-day-40-day, some are going 21 days, some are going 40 days on our fast. And we're so thrilled that we're coming together as one, going before the Lord with fasting and praying. So you can get the directives there as well about the fast. It's not too late to join us. Now, the theme for this year is, in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. Praise the Lord. So we're expecting great and mighty things to happen in this year of 2019. Now, many of you might be filled, led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, and we definitely want you to be a part of us. You can greet as Minister Wanda did so wonderfully, or you can host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord. Please send your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And if you're unable to send your prayer requests and praise reports, well, verbally state them on Fridays. You can also send those as well to info@themasterscall.net. Now, what brought us all together is this awesome company called Artis International, the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven that was established by the Diaz de Leon family, initially Antonio Diaz de Leon, who said yes to the master, was laid off his job after 50 years with the Mexican government and started this wonderful company. We definitely have the awesomest products that you can find, I mean, for your health, your body, as well as your skin. Get with the person that invited you to the call, and I'm sure they'll be more than happy to share with you about the Artis products, because we are under Artis Life now. Now, what we are also getting ready for is the Artis Extravaganza that's going to be held March 29th, 30th, and 31st. In Las Vegas, Nevada, at the Luxor Hotel. You definitely want to be in the place. Go to your back office and get your tickets and be ready. Get those airline tickets and be in the place, because exciting things are going to take place there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Well, what I'm going to do is just push everything to the side, because we definitely have a wonderful, wonderful man of God who preaches and teaches the Word of God. And before he comes, I definitely want to share with you that we do have the new morning motivational call that's taking place right after this call. You want to get on that call, and that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND. 294-617-POUND, and I'll give you more information at the end. Now, what I want to do is invite you to sit back and get your pens, your papers ready to just hear a word from God. This man of God is definitely a blessing to the masses as well as to the TMC family. He is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas, who has been preaching for well over 35 years. He is a man of God who lives in Ecorse, Michigan. He is a certified biblical counselor. He is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This is the ministry that provides for the needs of people. He has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and even assisted the elderly. A man who loves to serve the community. He even officiates the worship service at the park, across the park apartment complex, for tenants that cannot get to church. Isn't that awesome? And he believes that iron sharpens iron. So he definitely have ministries and community events for men. So we are so thankful that he is a part of the TMC family. He is married to his wonderful wife, Cheryl, for well over 20 years. He stands on the Word of God, 1 Thessalonians 5:23, just believing God to use him to the utmost to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our very own Pastor Everett Thomas, from Ecorse, Michigan. Are you there, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
God bless your heart. Good morning. Good morning. Acknowledging Minister Wanda, greeter, Mr. Brenda, for hosting. Thank God for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton for making this call possible for 10 years. And just want to acknowledge and thank God for my TMC and artist family. Greetings to each and every one of you, and great New Year to everybody. This is a new year. Praise God. Well, let's look at God's word. Praise God. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he is yet doing, will do. Amen. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We want to focus on the life that I now live in the flesh. And the subject this morning is the nowness of life. The nowness of life. Nowness, what does nowness mean? Nowness is the quality or state of existing or occurring in or belonging to the present time. This is no longer 2018. This is 2019. I just wanted to remind us that this is a new year. Amen. This is a nowness time for you today. Amen. And today also is the 8th of January. The 8th also means new beginnings. Come on, somebody. Amen. So somebody might need to begin again. Praise God. This is the day that God has made, and you ought to be rejoicing and being glad in it. God has done mighty things for us. Amen. To cross over from 2018 into 2019. Somebody ought to say hallelujah right now. Give God some praise. Amen. Amen. This is a day that the Lord has made. And just to remind us, amen, this is an opportunity to realize, amen, that God has done something in us. Not just, you know, accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord, said we can say that, but realize what happened. Amen, amen. Look at the word of God. Amen. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Amen. Nowness, the nowness of life. We are now, amen, a new creature. We're now called the redeemed of the Lord. Why? Because of Calvary. Amen, amen, amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a person or a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Do you feel it? Do you feel it? Do you feel it now? The nowness of life. This is a new day. This is a new year. Amen. Leave the past behind. That was, but this is now. That was then, but this is now. Amen. This is a good time to set some things aside and say, God, whatever it is that is between me and you, Lord, take it away. Lord, I want to live for you now. I know yesterday it was okay. Last year was all right. But God, this is the nowness of life. Lord, I want to do a great work for you in this season. Oh, my God, my God. Turn to, amen, with me to Colossians. Amen. Well, before we get to Colossians, let's look at Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 5. I believe it's chapter 5. I believe it's, amen, 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 chapter 5. I believe it is. Amen. We're going to go back there. I don't want to give you the wrong scripture, but I do know Colossians chapter 3. You might want to get to chapter 5 if I don't get to it. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, starting at verse 5. It says, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked sometime when ye lived in them. But now, somebody said, but now, ye also put off all these anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. Let me say it again. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Amen. Nowness. Forgive now. Amen. Don't put it off. You got something against somebody. Give it to God. God, you know all about it. I forgive you. That Jesus, you there forgive those that, amen, that knew not what they did. So help me, God, to forgive right now. Lord, I want to carry that, amen, that baggage from last year into this year. This is a new year, God. Oh, God, I have a clean slate. Help me. Help me, God, to do what you have for me to do right now. Now is the time. Amen. Now is the day of salvation. Now, amen, unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all, whatever we can ask or think, above all of that, God. And now unto him, come on, somebody, now unto him that is able to keep your thought. It's just something about the nowness. Now faith is, come on, somebody, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not. So do you feel it in your spirit? It's a right now, amen, season for somebody here today. God is a right now God. Before Abraham was, I am. God is a, come on, somebody, Jesus, amen, is present. His spirit is present in you. Amen. I was crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Nowness, the nowness of life. Somebody ought to get that right now in your spirit. This is a right now time to do what God has called you to do. Amen. Don't you know God called you out of darkness into his marvelous light? Amen, amen, amen. So this is the right now time, amen, as we fasted, as we praying, amen, to really, amen, tune in to the Holy Ghost, amen, that abides within us. Tune in, amen, to what he has for us. And not only for us, but that we can touch somebody else's life and see their life, amen, be transformed, amen, because God has, amen, a work for you and I to do. Amen, amen. Right now, this is the time. This is the time to wake up, amen, amen, and give God the glory. Wake up and give God the praise. Give God, amen, his due right now, amen. Tomorrow never is promised to anybody, but right now say hallelujah, God. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, but right now you deserve the praise. Come on, somebody. Right now you deserve the glory. Come on, somebody. Right now, God, I give you my life. I give you my mind. I give you my feet, my hands, my eyes, Lord, I give you my everything. God, I surrender all to you right now. Glory to God. Somebody need to feel that right now in your spirit because God wants to do something in you right now. Would you receive it right now? Oh, hallelujah. God is reaching out to somebody, amen, right now. Amen. Reminding you of that dream you had last year or the years before. Amen. That vision God has, amen, placed into your belly. Amen. That word God has placed into you, that book God has put into your spirit to write. God said, now is the season. Right now. Now is the time to move in that direction. Come on. Come on. Amen. I am talking about the nowness of life. Yeah. You have a new life in Christ. Amen. You have a new life in Christ. Look at Romans, chapter 6. Let me see if I can get there. Amen. I know I ran out of time. Amen. But turn with me if you can. Just write it down. Amen. I know this is rich. This is so rich. The Word of God is alive. Don't you know the Word of God is living? Amen. And is living in you. David said that Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's just something about the power of God's Word. 6:4 says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk, what, in newness of life. You're brand new. Come on, somebody. Amen. You're living a new life. Amen. For if we have been planted together, verse 5, in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Come on, somebody. We have to realize that we're not just sinners saved by grace. We are now saints of the Most High God. Come on, somebody. Amen. Because this is a novel life. This is a new life. Stop holding on to the past. Amen. Do you see a butterfly flying around holding on to the caterpillar lifestyle, crawling around? No. After the metamorphosis is taking place, he said, I'm through this old life, crawling around. Let me fly. Let me soar. Let me soar like you. Let me fly. This is a new life. Now is the time to fly. Now is the time to soar. Now is to get it together. Now is to get rid of. Is the time to get rid of all that clutter, that baggage. Amen. Clean up that house. Amen. Get rid of that stuff. Some people, amen, need some of the clothes you got in the closet, think you're going to wear it sometime again. And by the time you think you can wear it, might be able to get into it. It'd be out of style anyway. So let somebody else use it right now. And I'm talking to somebody today. Amen. Somebody got clutter in their house, clutter in their mind, clutter. Amen. Get rid of it now. Let God have free, amen, reign in you. Surrender all to him right now. Will you do that right now? Amen. Will you please, please do that right now? I think I found Ephesians chapter 5. I believe that's the 8th verse. It says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Verse 9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Well, I know my time is about up. I just wanted to remind somebody that this is the day. This is the time. This is the season, amen, to walk like you never walked for the Lord. Talk like you never talked for the Lord. Do what God has called you to do right now, realizing that you have in your bosom, in your belly, in your spirit, the nowness of life. God bless you. May God smile upon you in Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Wow, wow, wow. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas. You walked all through my house, glory to God, and just confirmed what the Lord had been telling me. Get rid of some of this stuff. Hallelujah. I so appreciate you, and I know the family does too. So we are so thankful that you heard from the Lord and you spoke that rich word into our bellies. I definitely will call you back to close us out with the benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer request. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the awesome God that you are. We glorify you, Father, because you are our Father. We are your children, and we definitely want to be the children of life. We want to be the children of light. We want to be the children that you have called, Lord, and be obedient to your will and to your ways. And, Father, we thank you for this man of God who just poured into us the rich word, Lord, to let us know the nowness of life. We glorify you, Father, that you're pouring virtues of blessings into him, Lord God, like never before, into his family, all that concerns him, Lord God, his household, his community, Lord God, his church, his city, Father God. We ask that you pour virtues of blessings all around him, Lord God. We ask you, Father, that you just let your light shine through him like never before, through this season and throughout the year. Father God, we thank you for all those that are going through trying times with their health. We speak the word of God over their bodies right now. We decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. We thank you, Father, for healing baby Taryn, Lord God, Wanda's dad, LaDon, Sharon Stowers, Mother Oliver, Jennifer Phillips, Tyrone Reed, Mother Eleanor, Lord God, and Robin's father, Howard Harrington, Lord God. And we ask a special blessing upon Genevieve Banks-Giles, Father God, as she go through surgery this morning. Father God, we call her healed and whole. Lord God, just orchestrate the hands of the surgeon this morning and let the ministers, Lord God, who all administer, anoint them. Anoint them like never before. And we give your name praise and glory that all is well with Genevieve in Jesus' name. We thank you for healing and putting your arms around the bereaved families, Father, the Broomfield, the Carter family, the Flanagans, the Weatherspoons, the Jackie's family, Lord God, the Blackwell family, and even Nancy's family, and even my family, Lord God. I thank you for healing the those that are going through tough times and hard to accept it, Lord God. We ask that you just keep them and let them know that you never forsaken them or left them. We give your name glory for all that you're doing in this season. We ask a special blessing upon artist's life in its entirety, Father God, from the owners on down to the customer that signed up last night. Father God, we thank you for keeping them and strengthening them and building this company up like never before, where people around the world will know about these wonderful products of artists. We glorify you, Father, for keeping us, Lord God, as we prepare for the extravaganza. We thank you for the anointing that you placed upon this event, Lord God, from the preparation to the time that we come together, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing, and we ask a special blessing upon the service, Father God. We know, Lord God, that you are keeping all of us as we go through this time of fasting and prayer. We're going through with rejoicing, knowing, Lord God, that we're counting it all joy, knowing that the trying of all our faith worketh patience. And, Lord God, as we go through, Father God, you will see us through, you will direct our paths, and we thank you that all is well in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, you definitely want to share this message with somebody. This is the nowness of life. This word was rich, and it was a now word that I'm sure someone would love to hear. You can do so by giving them the number 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677#. And again, we got the New Morning Motivational Call coming up next. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617#, where Minister Constance Conaway will be the host on Presidential Tuesday. And you want to get on that call. If you need the call, if you have PCS, Metro, T-Mobile, Booster, that bypass number is 716-293-9707. Well, thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting everyone and giving us that tag, no testimony, no test, no testimony Tuesday. Praise God. And thank you again, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that profound, rich word this morning. Would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of procrastination. Help us, O God, to live in the nowness of life right now. For now unto him that's able to keep us from falling, now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly more we can ask. The Lord, receive it right now, all that you have for us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.